I'll send you another one. Starts with an R.
Raspberry?
Mm-hmm. Do you have that around
here?
No,
we don't have it. Right.
But say if you were walking through the woods and there were some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be...
poison.
Do you have a bush around here you call mountain laurel or spoonwood or spoonhunt?
No.
Rhododendron?
No.
Okay. What about a large tree? It's got some shiny leaves on it and big white flowers. It's sort of a symbol of the South in a way.
It's got big flowers?
Big white flowers and shiny green leaves.
Oh, you're not talking about a crepe myrtle.
I'll see if magnolia.
Oh, yeah, magnolia.
Is that what you always called it?
Yeah, magnolia.
You ever heard of cowcumber or cucumber tree?
Mm-mm, no.
Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask.
My husband. But now listen, some of it's used my old man, my better half.
What would he say? He'd say, I have to ask.
My wife, my old lady.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
widow.
What if he just
now, listen,
left her?
A lot of the, probably most common here is a widder.
Uh-huh.
W-I-D-E-R.
Uh-huh.
But widow.
Did you ever hear of something else say if they just separated, what should be called?
Widow.
Did you ever hear grass widow?
Yes.
What?
Not common, but I've heard it.
Uh-huh. And the man whose child you are, called your...
My dad.
Okay.
Daddy.
Any other...
Paul and old man. I think daddy is most common here. Now, these other names, like the old man and Paul. Now, Paul was commonly years ago, but it's not now. Because I can remember my daddy and people, it would be Paul and mom. But it's daddy now and dad.
What about a
father's very seldom used.
His wife would be your...
Mama.
Any other name?
Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Mother. Very seldom used.
Mm-hmm. Mother is very seldom used?
Yes. Mama is common.
And together, your father and mother are called your...
parents.
Your father's father is called your...
granddad.
Any other names for him?
Grandfather, but very, you don't hear that.
You don't hear him call that?
You don't hear him call that. You hear him calling my granddaddy.
Huh?
Grandpa. Oh, I don't know, probably 50-50 with that granddaddy and grandpa. I would think now that granddaddy is used more. It's just what I got Paul was back years ago. But there's a lot of that still left, too, in grandpa.
Would be your...
grandmother. Grandma. You don't...
Mama.
Grandmama. Well, grandmother. I guess it, now grandmother is,
And, something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down. Call that a...
stroller?
Or something that it can lie down in. Yeah. Well, it's like a stroller, but it's...
bassinet?
Well, it's got wheels, though, and mm-hmm. it can lie down.
Carriage?
Okay. And you say you'd put the baby in the carriage, and then you go out and... what's the baby?
Push.
Okay. And say if you had two children, you might say you had a son and a...
daughter.
Or a boy and a...
girl.
And if a woman were going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
pregnant.
Okay. Did they use that word when you were growing up? Or did people say
no,
that as
no.
much as...
no, they said... you know, they used the word big.
Uh-huh.
They did. If they said, well, did you know that Susie is big?
Mm-hmm.
That means to say that she's pregnant.
Does that sound kind of vulgar to you now?
Oh, yeah. Or, I mean, it's... my gracious. I don't know how it sounds.
It just sort of... it would shock you if someone said that now.
Yeah. But they did, didn't they? Used to say big.
Yeah.
On there
with a baby.
Yeah, see?
Uh-huh. Any other expressions? Joking expressions? Or?
They were serious about that big.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it wasn't joking. In other words, they said she's big. Well, you knew she's... I knew that she was going to have a baby. I mean, mm-hmm. young. I didn't hear pregnant much. I think that they were... I don't know where my parents were trying to say big rather than to say pregnant. They thought maybe pregnant was vulgar, you see. I don't know.
Did you ever hear the word big used as a verb?
What's that?
Did you ever hear the word big used as a verb?
Big.
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 Meaning impregnate, I guess.
Yeah.
You heard it as a verb, too? It's not that important. I just heard someone...